This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things in the Umpqua Valley, but every year, right as school gets started, we do our back-to-school series of interviews, and today, Superintendent John Bartz of Sutherland School District. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, talk about your background in education, maybe what you've where you've worked at, et cetera.
So, I started my career working for Oregon State University. I was an extension educator teaching natural resource education across Coos and Curry counties and working in all of the public schools as well. And so that's where I got my start. I also worked in Myrtle Point Schools as a forestry teacher and then transitioned over to the Sutherland School District, taught there for 5 years, and then transitioned into an administrative role as an athletic director, assistant principal in Winston-Dillard School District at Douglas High School. And then came back to Sutherland as a middle school principal and high school principal for 10 years in Sutherland, and now a superintendent of schools for Sutherland.
Wow. So what caused you to seek the superintendent position when Terry Prestiani announced his retirement?
You know, it's a big decision to take on that role as a superintendent of schools. You know, for me, Sutherland just is my family. It's my home. And, you know, I wanted to keep a lot of the positive momentum going that, you know, building on the work that Terry and his predecessors have done in Sutherland. And it just felt like a good fit to be the superintendent.
So when did you officially transition over?
I started the role as superintendent in July 1, but that transition started a little bit earlier, primarily because I was the high school principal, and so there were a lot of responsibilities that were put on my plate a little bit earlier than probably most superintendents transitioning to a new role would have taken on.
So how's it going so far?
It's been going well. You know, there's the transitioning into a new year is always difficult with getting transportation of students figured out, some new teachers in the district. But you know, overall, I'm pretty pleased with the start to the school year.
And for the kids and getting everything else going, how did that go?
You know, it went pretty well. We had some soft starts in the district, and that was a really nice way for students that were new to the district or transitioning into new schools, had the ability to learn how to get acclimated to a new building, and that went really well.
What about new things in the district this fall? Anything new?
You know, yes, we've got a number of things that I feel are new to us as a district. We started a new online program called Sutherland Flex. It's a flexible learning experience for students, and it's in addition to our Sutherland Valley Online Academy. So it's a hybrid of home instruction. So there's going to be a synchronous, asynchronous learning opportunity for kids if they want to take advantage of that.
Now, Sutherland has done a lot with online. Why the emphasis, especially adding one more thing?
You know, for us, we are trying to meet students where they're at. And one of the things that we have found is that we have a number of students who don't want to be in a traditional building. And so as a district, we made a big decision to add another online program. So now we have technically two online programs, Sutherland Valley Online Academy and Sutherland Flex Program. And so we have about 70 students who participate in online programs outside of our district. And so as a as a school district, we felt like we needed to find a way to meet the needs of those students and still stay connected to them and have them a part of our system. So that's really the one of the motivators.
So for the district, and it's always a little too soon to tell for sure, but how's enrollment looking?
So last spring, enrollment looked pretty bad. We had lost roughly 100 students over the course of about a year and a half. And so our enrollment has come back up. We're currently sitting at about 1233 to 1240. And so we're happy with that number for us as a district that families are trusting us and we're working together to continue to grow enrollment as a district.
What do you think took place to kind of turn that around?
I think adding that new program has helped. We have just about 12 students right now in the new program, and we have a number of students who have come back to the online academy. And so by providing a diverse set of options for families has really helped us as a district, and our hope is to continue to grow that enrollment with a more flexible set of options for families to choose from.
Now, did you end up with very many new staff this year?
So we didn't. We have usually the last few years, our new staff orientation has been significantly higher. We had one year there was almost 20 new staff members. There was a lot of turnover in the district, but we have really stabilized the last couple of years, and we only hired a few new teachers this year.
And other than your move to become superintendent, is there other new folks in leadership positions?
Yeah, we have some big transitions that have taken place. The assistant principal at the high school filled my role. Sean Radford moved in to be the principal of the high school, and a middle school math teacher who had his administrative credentials moved in to be the assistant principal at the high school, which took Sean's position. And then at the middle school, we have hired a new middle school principal, and that's Mrs. Rebecca Tillett. And so they both have hit the ground running in their new positions.
Now, what kind of things did Sutherland offer for the summer?
So we had an awesome summer experience for our kids. We had been very fortunate to get the summer learning grant, and we expanded our program. So we had the traditional credit recovery for the high school, and then the middle school students had a program at the middle school, and then we offered a program at one of our elementary schools. And so we had 220 students participate in summer school this year.
What about work on buildings over the summer? There's a lot of things that's a lot easier to do when less people are in there.
Yeah, definitely much easier when students are not in session and staff to get the work done. But we did some siding work at West Intermediate School. We have two buildings that needed new siding. We redid the windows in that building. We also, at West Intermediate School, we redid all the flooring and all the student bathrooms at the end of each wing. So that was a big project for us. We had to take some trees down that were leaning towards a couple of the buildings. So that was a relatively big task for us. We did a lot of grounds work, trying to spruce things up in front and some painting to curb appeal in front of the buildings.
What about long-term building and infrastructure things that need to be addressed?
So we're currently in the planning process for that. We're doing a lot of in-building survey work right now, going through all the facilities, and we're working to determine where the greatest need is for projects moving forward. We're also going to be doing some work with an engineering firm and doing some analysis of the buildings to find out what type of long-term facility plan that needs to be created to make sure that we are better serving our students.
What about the financial picture for the district? How does that look right now?
So we hope that we made some changes last year, moving into this school year. We made some big decisions a year early. We had some folks leave the district, or some folks, just some natural attrition, people retired, and we made the decision to not fill those positions, knowing that, you know, there's just a lot of unknowns on state school funding right now, and so that's something that hopefully sets us up for success moving forward.
How complicated is that? I mean, you're looking at a large budget, a lot, you know, there's just seems like a very complex process.
You know, the budgeting process, if it wasn't for our CFO, I don't think that I could do my job if it wasn't for her and having such a great understanding for all the numbers. And also, I feel our school board is very conservative in its mindset and thinking. And so I feel like it is a complex system. The state of Oregon, again, very uncertain what school funding will look like. There's a lot of roll-up costs that we're having to deal with, and we're also having to still trying to figure out all of our PERS liability. And so there's a number of things that go on that have nothing to do with educating students. And so it's definitely a challenge that we'll be navigating in the next biennium.
You mentioned the school board. What are some of the other things that they're working on currently?
So our board is, they sat down with me recently, and we kind of set forth some goals for me in the district and tasks that they would like to see accomplished. Facilities is one of them. Another area that we're working on is working to improve our student attendance in the district, and we're going to be focusing on reading, writing, and arithmetic as well. We're putting a huge emphasis on that. We've started last year on some literacy work, and we're going to be doing a lot of work as a district around that to hopefully improve reading, writing, and math scores.
So it seems like after the pandemic, attendance has been kind of a tougher issue for a lot of districts.
Yeah, attendance is always a challenge for a variety of reasons. Some that are, you know, family driven, and then, you know, some students are just not engaged and wanting to come to school. They don't see the need for it in their life at their current time. And so one of the things, back to your original question about some big changes with the online program, we're hoping to better meet, you know, the needs of some of those students and meet them where they're at.
Now, your new superintendent, working with the board, kind of different than being a principal.
Significantly different. I went from, I joke with people that I went from having one boss to five new bosses. But I will say that their heart and care for our district is amazing, and their intention is great for us to continue the success that, again, my predecessors had.
Now, do you have some board members that have been doing that for a long time?
Yeah, our board chair is probably the longest serving member on the board, and they've had some valuable insight to help me transition into this position.
Now, as you've been in the district for quite a while, but now as superintendent, are you beginning to get ideas as you look down the road for things you'd like to see happen?
Yeah, I think one of the things, back to that facility plan, we're collecting a lot of information. We're going through and doing inventory throughout every school in the district. We are collecting information on the shape of everything from desks to flooring to windows. We are working right now with the Energy Trust to look at a solar project. And we're also doing some work right now to have evaluations done throughout the building to reduce our energy costs on the electric side as well.
I can only imagine what an electric bill for an entire school district would be. I mean, there's really a lot of challenges there, and sometimes with buildings that are not as efficient because they're not as new.
Yeah, there's a number of challenges when it comes to facilities. We had we have a lot of ADA issues throughout the district just because of the age and of the facilities when they were constructed, anywhere from the 50s to the early 70s. And those buildings are you know, at the time they met the needs for the students that were there, but now we have a different need. And so we have this summer, one of the projects I failed to mention was we have at the end of one of our wings at one of our elementary schools, there's stairs, and we have some students that have mobility issues that are in a wheelchair. And so putting in some new ramp systems to help those students get access to the playground is something that we had to do because the facilities at the time when they were constructed just didn't have that.
Now, outside of the building challenges, what are some of the other big challenges you think the district's facing?
You know, you mentioned the financial piece. That's going to be huge. We have roll-up costs like any entity annually. And so we, as a district, are, you know, we have a lot of programs that are grant-funded, either state or federal grant-funded programs. And within those programs, there were a lot of parameters put in place on how you could use that funding. And so one of the things that we are faced with right now is that we have to find creative ways to keep those individuals that were hired. The personnel costs are high. And so as we move into the next couple of years, that's definitely going to be a challenge to maintain services with the financial piece. That's a big one. I think, again, attendance is huge. You know, that's a piece that as a district we are very committed to. We're focused on revitalizing our behavior program in our district. It's called PBIS. We're doing a lot of work with that program to reestablish a number of systems that I think, pre-COVID were functioning well, and post-COVID they kind of fell apart. And so as a district, we're really working hard to get those back into place.
What's maybe a bright spot you want to highlight?
I think the bright spot is just, for me, it's easy to say students and staff. This week, I've had the opportunity to be in a number of classrooms in all the schools, and just seeing how hard our teachers work every single day. This morning, I got to be in the cafeteria, and the greetings that our staff give to students when they come in the morning, watching the cafeteria staff interact with our kids, watching our bus drivers interact with our kids. I just feel like our staff do a good job to form positive relationships with kids. And so I feel that is a huge piece to the Sutherland School District that I'm very proud of.
All right, Superintendent John Martz, Sutherland School District, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.